LANYAP, a little something extra, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Jay Curtis. My guest today is Linda Tripp. She's the administrator and the founder for Angel Ministries. Welcome to LANYAP, Linda.
Thank you so much.
On this Monday, it is actually one of the deadlines, but not the deadline. You guys are working on a cruise for a cause coming up at the end of October. Tell us about
it. That's right. It's going to be on Halloween Day, and we'll be leaving out of New Orleans. We're really excited about this. This is our third cruise for Cruise for a Cause. $100 is donated per cabin to our ministry, per cabin that we book. So it's pretty exciting. And our project for right now is the hyperbaric chambers. We have one that we've purchased already and working on the second one that will be able to offer opportunities for people in the community that have neurological diseases to be able to come and see if these oxygen treatments might help them.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that in just a second.
All right.
Tell me about the cruise.
Well, we're going to be leaving out of New Orleans.
Right.
Like I said, on Halloween. We'll come back on Thursday, November the 5th. We're going to Cozumel and Progreso.
Ooh.
We're pretty excited about that. It's going to be a fun time. Miss Louisiana's going to come and go with
us. Oh, great.
So we kind of work with that organization, and we may even have a couple of more Miss Louisianas that's just going to come, and we'll have a good time.
Well, I know when the former Miss Louisianas get together, there's always going to be a party there. I've been around enough of them enough. So how did this come to be? I know this is the third one that you guys have worked
right.
with. How did this come together, to the Cruise for a Cause, to benefit Angel Ministries?
Participate in an organization called GT Trends, Global Travel Trends, which is a travel company, and they wanted to offer some funding for nonprofits, and they got together with Carnival Cruise Line, who has a nonprofit funding segment of what they offer to people, and between the two of them, we decided that we'd come up with Cruise for a Cause. So any organization can book people to go for their cause.
Okay.
So obviously, we want them to go for Angel Ministries, but any organization could do this. And our hope and prayer is one of these days to have a whole ship of people that are there for causes.
That's terrific. It's a regular cruise, but then this cruise is available to have nonprofits.
That's right.
Book people on in order to raise money that way.
Yes.
Well, tell me a little bit more about what Angel Ministries does. What are you guys, and what do you do?
Well, technically, we're there to kind of take up the slack.
Okay.
There's nobody has to qualify for things. You just come in. If there's a need, we try to fill it. Our primary goals, though, are we have a food program that we are becoming a distribution center for Food Share America here in Monroe, which is going to be pretty exciting. They are out of Colorado. We also have what we call a care contract or care grant, where when people get in crisis situations and they need somebody to come in and sit with them or be with them at the hospital, those kinds of things, then we offer that to them on a limited basis. We also have some volunteers that we're working toward getting trained that can go in and help in those situations. So it's pretty exciting about that part of it. And then with the chambers, our goal is to get 6 hyperbaric chambers here in our office and maybe some outlying areas that we can get chambers there. Our goal is to get as many people in these chambers to see if it will help them as we possibly can. There's no charge. You get on a waiting list, and all that we ask you to do is help raise money to pay it forward for somebody else.
Okay. And we should say that I've heard of hyperbaric chambers being used for wound care.
That's
and
right.
I know there's a clinic, a local clinic who does it for wound care, but this is not exactly the same kind of thing that they're using.
This is FDA approved for home use. And there are people out there in the athletic world that have these that they sleep in. And you'll hear about them being able to overcome injuries and it's pretty exciting in the athletic world. Movie stars have them. It is something that gives you a lot of energy. It works on the cellular level and gets oxygen into those cells that, you know, you may have a stroke and you have damaged cells in your brain. Well, this oxygen pushes all of the inflammation out of those cells. It's a really simple process, but it's so miraculous to see what actually happens with it. And like I said, it's FDA approved for home use, so you know, we're not trying to make medical statements or make medical promises. What we're trying to do is give people hope. And I think this is a wonderful way to do it.
I'm talking with Linda Tripp. She's the administrator and founder for Angel Ministries, and they have Cruise for a Cause 3 coming up at the end of October. Today, the 17th, is the last day to be in the initial set of registration.
Right.
How does that work?
In other words, you have to pay the full fee if you from now on, and that fee is very minimal. You know, you can just call Angel Ministries at 388-5100 and talk to Jody, and she'll give you all the details about it.
And you guys are also, Angel Ministries is really a part of a family of companies.
Right. The Caring Network is Care Solutions, Angel Ministries, Care Provider Staffing. Our whole goal is to meet the needs of the people that we take care of. We even get jobs for people with disabilities through Care Solutions employment program.
Okay, so how does Angel Ministries work with and through some of the other agencies?
Angel Ministries is the nonprofit side of what we do. We have a for-profit, we have a Medicaid program. We have any way that we can help somebody, we've got a way to do it.
Well, the Cruise for a Cause 3, it sounds like lots of fun. I know of a number of people who've taken cruises or who have booked other kinds of cruises in the last few weeks.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It does sound like a whole lot of fun. If people need to get some more information, how do they do it?
Just call 388-5100 or go to our website, sharingthecaringnetwork.com.
And outside of the fundraising that you guys do through the Cruise for a Cause, what are some of the greatest needs for Angel Ministries?
Getting these chambers here. We want to have six. We already have 62 people on the waiting list, and we've not really got the word out there yet because we know that we wouldn't be able to service them. So getting those chambers, they cost about $21,000 a piece.
Wow.
And we've already paid for one and started on the second one, and we've had some good fundraisers to help that. If you go on a cruise, if you could call and just let us know, there may be some way that Carnival could donate some money to Angel Ministries. So just, you know, be open to that possibility. You don't have to go on this cruise, but there's ways to handle that and make us some more funding.
So one more time, the phone number and the website for more information on Cruise for a Cause.
All right. It is 388-5100 and sharingthecaringnetwork.com. And thank you so much for having me.
Linda Tripp has been my guest today. She's the administrator and founder of Angel Ministries. And I'm Jay Curtis with Lanyap.
You've been listening to Lanyap, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.